We're going to begin now to learn the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfila, which was written by Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal. As the author himself attests, the Sefer is designed to be learned a little at a time, so that each thought can be appreciated for its own worth, and we should be able to appreciate the different nuances that he points out about Tfila. And that's why it really fits this particular Seder that we have over here. There's Dvar Musar, which is 5 minutes, one thought at a time, and it's works well with this Sefer. I'm excited to learn this Sefer because it opens up a new world of davening to us. We all wish we could daven better, concentrate more, relate more to the words, and we may have tried different methods in the past, some with more success, some perhaps with less. We've hopefully tried to learn the Pirush HaMilos, the meaning of the words, and this is integral. It's difficult to get anywhere if we don't even know what we're saying. But just learning the meaning alone isn't always enough to get us inspired, inflamed, and motivated to daven with all our hearts. And for that, often what we do and what does work is to find places in tefillah that we can relate to, that we feel were written for us, and are words that touch our heart. But sometimes we feel that we're locked out of davening, and somehow we haven't discovered the key to making our tefillah a true connection between our neshama and Hashem, like it's meant to be. This Sefer provides us with a whole new context to approach davening, and perhaps it's the key we're looking for. It doesn't focus on the words of tefillah, nor does it focus on different messages throughout davening, but rather it teaches us how to daven. Do we know how to daven? We know how to say the words, and we know how when to bow, and when to straighten out, and when to go forward 3 steps, and when to step back 3 steps. But after that, what is the point of davening? Why do we need to daven every day? But most importantly, what is it that we're trying to accomplish? For example, if a person eats matzah on Seder night, but is not learned and not educated and doesn't understand what matzah has to do with Pesach. He simply doesn't know what's its place in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why are we eating it? So although he eats it, and by eating it, he's yaitzeh the mitzvah. He's doing it because he knows he's commanded to, and he'll definitely get rewarded. But he has gotten very little of the spiritual benefit we can reap by eating matzah. But if he knows what he's doing, what matzah means, and what its history is, and then the simple act of eating becomes an intense form of thanking and showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if someone delves even deeper into the meaning and the symbolism of matzah, it changes his Avodas Hashem even more, and can truly spark the fire in our souls, making that mitzvah something truly special. Davening is no different. Just doing it is beautiful, and it's a mitzvah, and it makes us holy, it elevates us. But understanding what davening is all about, what it accomplishes, and how to accomplish that, opens a whole new world to us. This Sefer addresses those questions. Rav Shimshon Pinkus teaches us how to approach tefillah and how to daven. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal has an amazing power to explain deep and intricate concepts and bring them to life with mishalim and examples. He had a fire burning inside him, anybody who ever heard him speak, and was able to ignite all that heard him. And even merely learning his svarim, you feel a bit of that excitement and energy. We'll begin by learning the Sefer's own Hakdama and proceed from there, Amir Tashem. As we did in Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, I won't quote the Sefer directly, nor will I say the Sefer says so and so. Rather, I will just give over the words of Rav Pinkus as I understand them, speaking as if he was speaking. I hope we can learn through the whole Sefer and be able to incorporate its many lessons into our davening, inspiring and motivating us to daven properly.